La primera edición del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara se va a realizar el próximo 7 de abril y como parte del talento que estará presente, tenemos el gusto de conversar con Alaina Moore de la banda Tennis. Hola, Alaina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing so well, thank you.
Great. Where are you right now?
I'm home in Denver, but we are actually just starting to get ready to head out on the road. We'll be gone all of April.
Where you will play before Guadalajara?
Guadalajara is our first show back, so our whole band is flying out. The rest of our band lives in Nashville, so we're all going to meet in Guadalajara, play that show, which we're super excited about, and then we fly back to the States and we join this band called the Decemberists on tour for the rest of April.
Ah, well, that's going to be a great summer then.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Alaina, you have played for almost 10 years. How was your experience over these active years with tennis?
It's been amazing and not something I ever expected. I went to college, which is where I met my bandmate Patrick, who's also my husband, and I was a philosophy major, and I had applied to law school, three different law schools, the week we got a record deal for our band. And at the time, the music we were making was just a hobby, just a fun thing that Patrick and I did in the evenings after we got home from work. And I never thought to take it seriously. I never thought we would play a live show or make an album or anything. I was very seriously trying to become a lawyer. So whenever I think back to that moment, I'm continually surprised at the way life went in a totally different direction that I'm very grateful for. I just didn't expect it.
Life is full of surprises, right?
It is. So true.
So you have released three albums. Your most recent is yours, Conditionally. You released it on last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we put it out on our own label, which was a really amazing experience. We vacillated a lot trying to decide if we should stick with a label or start our own label. But at the end of the day, I'm a pretty rebellious person. And I told Patrick I didn't start a band so that I could have a boss. And I told him I didn't want a boss ever again. I want to be my own boss. I want to make my own decisions and my own choices. So we started our label, and our joke is whenever someone offers us something, I'll go, oh, I don't know, I have to ask the label. And then I'll be like, oh, I say yes.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting how you decide to create your own label and to have this creative liberty and life liberty.
Yeah, exactly. And Patrick is a really good businessman. Before we met in college, we both met as philosophy students. But before that, he had been a business major, and he didn't graduate with a business degree. But fortunately for us, he learned a whole lot about running a business, and he has a good head for it. So he's basically the label manager, and it works out really well for us.
Yes, because to make great things in music, you need to understand it as a business and be as professional as you can.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, when it comes to the actual songwriting, we don't think about business at all. We just follow our interests and try to be very, very true to we aren't sitting there trying to conjure up, what song will earn us the most money. Although there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But that's not, we want complete freedom to write about whatever we want and not worry about how it will translate monetarily. But then once we are done and we've made music that we're proud of and it's time to release the record, then, you know, we put on our business hats and get very serious about it.
Absolutely. And how different, Alaina, was the creative process between your three albums?
Well, it's changed a lot over time. The first album that we made was almost like a diary about a sailing trip that Patrick and I went on after college. And it was this very special, youthful, naive experience where we sold everything we had and bought a very, very tiny sailboat. Neither of us knew how to sail. We moved onto it and sailed all over the eastern seaboard of the United States and made tons of mistakes and learned a lot, and it was incredible. And I wanted to write little songs about it for us, almost like a memoir or an archive of like a very special experience. And that ended up becoming our first album. But I wrote that very freely because I had no end goal for it. Okay. And then once our second and third albums came along, that's when the writer's block and the stress, all of that came crashing down. Because now we had a band with a reputation, and we had something to maintain and something to live up to, and then also something to hopefully surpass. And I didn't realize how difficult that would be for me psychologically and creatively to follow up our first record with something deliberate. And finally, by the time we got to Yours Conditionally, I feel like I learned a lot about what my songwriting process is, which is very, very unromantic. It's a lot like clocking in to go to work, like a 9-to-5. So I just wake up, I sit in front of my piano, and I just work. And I don't feel, there's no creative muses or voices or anything. It's just like clocking in, and I do the work, and at the end of the day, I stop, and I go to work every day until the song is done.
Right.
I didn't understand that it was that simple, you know. I was waiting for some magical moment to arrive, and it never did, and I had no music to show for myself. So finally, I've learned that lesson, you know, the hard way over several albums of difficult writing, and now I feel like I'm on the other side, and I understand what it takes, and it's a lot easier to get into that rhythm of just showing up, do the work until the song is done.
Yes, it's something really weird, because to be creative, you need a lot of discipline.
Yeah, absolutely, which is not something you think of when you think of a rock band.
Yes.
You don't think of discipline, but you do. If you want to make good work and you want to stay consistent, you have to be disciplined.
So, Alaina, you will play here in Guadalajara on Corona Capital Festival, and you will share the stage with David Byrne and The Killers and Alanis Morissette. It's a great festival.
I know. We are so honored and so excited to be there. And it's our first show we've ever played in Mexico.
Yes.
Which we've been trying to get there for so long. We've even spent, when we wrote Yours Conditionally, we spent almost 6 months in Baja, mostly in La Paz.
Okay.
We actually sailed all around the Sea of Cortez into little tiny fishing villages, little coves, and yes. We would just anchor around and write.
Beautiful place, beautiful landscape, right?
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of the Sea of Cortez because my education had failed me. I saw it in a book. I saw a picture of actually the island Espiritu Santos or like Balandra, these like beautiful beaches yes. north of La Paz. And I looked at Patrick and I was like, I didn't know this existed. We have to go there. So that's where we wrote.
But you play a lot in festivals, right? You have a lot of experience over the stage and making your slot, having all your singles and all your energetic songs.
Yeah. We played Coachella and we've done Lollapalooza and things like that. And I love festivals. Actually, I love being outside. And I for some reason it feels less like a normal show when you're indoors. I feel almost like me and the whole audience were just out at a park enjoying the day, listening to music together, and it feels more like a communal shared experience than me just playing music at someone. And for that reason, we've worked really hard to do as many festivals as we can because I just really enjoy them.
Well, I hope you enjoy Corona Capital Guadalajara, your first time as a band in Mexico. And it's great to have you here in Guadalajara because maybe it's more difficult to come here than Mexico City.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I'm so excited to be there. I can't wait.
We either. So, looking forward to see your show here in Guadalajara on April 7th on the very first Corona Capital Festival in Guadalajara.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
Looking forward to see you here in the city.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.